Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's daily editorials with a company update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, following up on a news release that came out about mid last week, March 2nd, discusses the results from the leach test work at the Empire Gold Discovery. This is on the Odieni project in Cote d'Ivoire. Now, the results here, right around 95%, 95.5% actually, average recoveries. This is stated in the news release that this is exceptionally high. And one other aspect of this news release breaks down the different types of mineralization in terms of the rock types that you tested. Let's just start off with the actual recovery number here, 95.5%. What does this mean for moving this area forward?
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, the key thing is just really, I suppose, you know, ticking the boxes that what we're finding actually has the ability to come into production. I think that's the main thing. So, you know, the Empire main zone, certainly, you know, we've always said that we were quite confident that we're sitting with a nice mineralized envelope, you know, a little bit small for the moment, but we're looking at, we actually pushing those extents. So if you, you know, if you were to say from a building block perspective, you know, whatever, 150 odd thousand ounces in that sort of open pitable area, that's what we think that we're sitting at. So the next thing to actually, from a checklist perspective, is say, actually, is it amenable to processing? That's the key thing. And obviously with a 95% recovery, you know, these are preliminary test works, but certainly in terms of the leach well tests that we've done, you know, 95% really means that this is actually amenable to conventional traditional type gold processing.
Okay, so the importance here then is that these type of results do give you the confidence to continue to move forward with this project, because at least, well, these results are telling you that you can hopefully leach this resource or material. Let's talk about the type of mineralization then. Most of the samples were taken from fresh rock material. You also have transitional and oxide material here. The oxide and transitional all came in at 97% and higher. But the fresh material here, how does this relate to what has been drilled at the project as well?
Yeah, I think the key thing to note at the Empire Discovery, the main zone, is that the for us, we have very little oxide material, and those samples are obviously in the higher the higher regions of the core, actually closer to surface, and typically our oxide zone sits at around 20-25 meters, so very shallow oxide. And, you know, you would expect in an oxide zone recoveries to be high, hence 97, you know, transitional, moving to transitional 98%. But in terms of our mineralization in the main zone, effectively, nearly all our holes are in, or basically all our intercepts are in fresh rock. And, you know, what our mineralization is sitting in fresh rock. So effectively saying that we are in, you know, source material at the end of the day. So it's a case of saying, okay, in the building block that we have, is that Empire Main is effectively what, you know, as I say, confident that that's in the bag. We know it's leachable now. We know we can extract it. We down, hopefully, we've got the five holes that we are waiting for, which are slightly deeper. So that'll take us to around 100 to 120 meters depth, which is open pitable. So effectively, we're saying at the moment, Empire Main is actually open pitable, mineable, and extractable ore. So that's the good thing. What we do know as well, that we're in fresh rock, which means the mineralized, you know, we're actually sitting in the mineralized flow. So therefore, we know it's, you know, we're confident we can actually chase that down at depth. So, but it obviously then starts moving to, you know, are we going to go down into underground mine? But the starter open pit, you know, we know that those ounces are extractable, and we'd obviously follow that down as we actually chase it. But for now, you know, the key from us in terms of, again, building blocks, the key is actually developing more discoveries around Empire Main, or increasing the size of Empire Main. And that's really our next stage.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the focus now. You have at least de-risked this discovery, but now how are you going to go about expanding on this discovery?
Yeah, so I think in our last release that we discussed, we had we had drilled anomalies which are further to the east, anomaly 1 and 2, where we actually had some nice numbers coming out in terms of mineralization. You know, two different types of mineralization: one with within a diorite, and the other one might probably be more traditional in terms of orogenic system. But those two anomalies were 800 meters and 1.6 kilometers away from the main zone. So with those encouraging results, we obviously have to follow up and try and see can we actually find where that source of where the body of that mineralization is coming, and maybe those were just shoots that we clipped. And then there's a further three anomalies around anomaly 1, 2. We have the Charger prospect, which is we're waiting on the auger results there, just about 2 km north of the main zone. And then we actually have the extension to the main zone in area that we call the Empire Gap, as well as the Empire West. And those hadn't been augured for geochemical sampling as yet. We've actually completed that. And again, we're waiting on those results. So we would, which will definitely highlight new targets and possibly the offset. You know, we always said that there's a bit of a cutoff on the main zone on the eastern side, and it seems like there's an offset. So we're actually hoping to pick up that offset or slip, and that will then obviously effectively be extension to the main zone and really just builds ounces. So from Empire Main, all we're doing now is actually building ounces. On the anomalies around, we're obviously trying to see, can we get repetition of the main zone, which we know we have. Anomaly 2 is a lookalike to the main zone, except we haven't hit a similar size. So it's something for us to develop in the next stage of drilling.
So when will this next stage of drilling come? What are the plans around the drill program to expand at Odieni?
So we have 5,000 meters planned. I mean, we're just waiting on these auger results to come in, which will give us the ability to target. So we're envisaging probably late April being able to move into Odieni, maybe before, if we can actually push the results. So the plan is 5,000 meters of further drilling, extension drilling, as well as the new target drilling on anomaly 1, 2, and then the new targets around it that we were talking about earlier. So that's around 5,000 meters at before the wet season. That's the plan.
Okay, so a bit of a blend there, building off this discovery and also testing out some new areas. I'll be sure to follow up with you when we get some more information on these targets. But what about the Banduku project? What are the exploration plans for this project this year?
Yeah, so we certainly are active, and we like to make sure that we are building a portfolio. So that's one thing that we're doing. At Banduku, as we've discussed, it's a really large property, 60 kilometers of mineralized trend that we've actually been working, and we've got about 15, 16 targets on that, of which around 6 to 8 will be ready also by the end of March for drilling. So we actually have planned a drill program there as well. So we're looking at about 5,000 to 7,500 meters. And that is to do that. It really will be a scout drilling program. So we are trying to test multiple settings. We have settings similar to Empire. We have shear-hosted, actual traditional shear zone mineralization. And then we have, furthermore, along a structure, we have these left-stepping jogs going up the Kodio trend, which are displaying really highly, high anomalism and something that needs testing. So 6 to 8 targets that will be tested at Banduku, 5,000 to 7,500 meters. And, the key thing for us is that we're pretty confident that we're hopefully going to get a discovery or two out of Banduku in this drill program. So that's really our plan on the Banduku side, so a discovery. Empire is extension, growing those ounces. Just keep moving, we just keep moving these things forward. And it really is, at the moment, a bit of a, we've certainly shifted over. I think we've got quite a nice momentum change in the business.
Okay. Well, Glenn, I will post a link to that recent news release back on March 2nd that talks about the gold recoveries from the leech test work. However, if anybody does have any follow-up questions regarding the drill programs as well that are planned for this, I know we will get some more information as you progress closer to those drill programs, but I'm happy to answer any of those questions before some of that news comes out. Please email me, fleck@kereport.com, with those questions. Glenn, I appreciate your time. Thank you for kicking off this week, and thank you for the update.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks a lot.